Welcome to Tales from the Library, a Sanctuary First book club. Short stories in German. The Good Old Days by Gabrielle Woham. At about 2 o'clock, the Gersteins felt a desire for their customary lunch break. Well, habits are habits. Important to stick to them. It was a warm, sunny day at a weekend. Saturday. The Gersteins were hungry, and thirsty as well. Needs which they could satisfy. Only the noise of the traffic, they had barely opened 4 windows, stood in the way of their desire to get some fresh air. "Please close them again," Mrs. Gerstein asked her husband, as she herself closed 2 windows.
"The traffic is getting worse every year," Mrs. Gerstein said. "How nice it would be if we could go for a little walk now. Just a little way down a path in the woods."
"We could go somewhere in the car," Mr. Gerstein suggested.
At this, Mrs. Gerstein felt somewhat moved, because his voice had sounded despondent.
The dear man had no desire to put his plan into action at all. He gave the impression that he was under strain. A little nap would be the best for him.
"Please, let's not. Not now," Mrs. Gerstein called out.
"Let's not what now?"
"Go for a drive to some path in the woods or whatever. It's time we had a break. Time for a rest. You need it."
For a time they were silent. They were watching the traffic. For if they had to hear and smell it, they might as well see it too. Better to have a clear grasp on what you had to suffer.
"Did you see that one?"
Mr. Gerstein sounded excited.
"Who?
Which one?" "The ruby-coloured Mercedes, or whatever it was. Slalom driver. From the right-hand lane across the middle to the left. Endangering at least 4 other vehicles.
"You don't usually get ruby-coloured Mercedes, do you?"
Mrs. Gerstein prided herself that she knew about different types of cars. That she was unable to use a car as a driver was something she suffered as if it were an illiteracy. She had girlfriends who from time to time made fun of her because of this gap in her competence. One of them sprang to mind while her husband was still grumbling away. "Look at them tearing along. Look how dangerously they are overtaking. Unimaginative idiots. Mindless fools. Deprive the German motorist of the right to drive as fast as he likes and he will be convinced that you will have taken away his liberty. Wonderful liberty. But how pitiful."
"And the forest and the animals,
the environment," Mrs. Gerstein said. But she found it a little lame. She could not think of anything forceful because her mind went back again to her friend Andrea. Her critical attitude and her independence in every aspect of her life. Andrea had pressed her for some time to learn to drive, had offered to teach her some of the basics before she started driving lessons.
"You must feel like a complete amputee. You need the car straight away. You suddenly want to get away, so there are both aspects, the utility value and the pleasure value, and then you have to go to the trouble of asking your dear husband if he might be so kind to, etc., etc. And even if he were to be so kind to, it wouldn't be the same. The only certainty is, you can determine your own destiny, and all the other things you are missing, the buzz of driving, you're listening to music, you start floating, you're independent."
Mrs. Gerstein was used to Mr. Gerstein describing such statements as nonsense and rubbish, and that consoled her a little. "I was just thinking that when we went out in the car 20 years ago, even on the motorway, we were able to pull off to the right to a little stretch of woodland to have a picnic," she said.
"And a picnic with all the trimmings," Mr. Gerstein added.
"Your mother warmed up frankfurters on the camping stove in water she had brought up with her. Your father, I can see him now. How depressed he looked if there wasn't any mustard." The Gersteins were laughing, happy in the wistfulness of their memories. "Or is it more than 20 years ago? No matter. They were better times. For us, better times.
"Are we elitist, do you think?"
"I don't care if we are. And there were better times for nature, too. We were not being selfish. Better times. Today's motorists are of a different opinion. Now every man Jack drives. Every woman. Just think of all the second cars." "Well, we are just elitist."
"Yes, what choice do we have?"
On this point there was no disagreement between the Gersteins. The new age and progress had long proved to be phantoms of great consequence. Human beings were in a cul-de-sac, threatened by overcrowding, suffocation, the crash landing of the earth, no more air left to breathe. How many years you might want to take into account, their well-being as residents of their area, as pedestrians anywhere, had taken quite a knock, even if you looked back over former car journeys.
At about 3 o'clock, when his wife inquired, Mr. Gerstein felt fit again.
Had an unusually long break today, he said, so don't be surprised if things move at a bit of a pace now.
You're the best driver I know, Mrs. Gerstein said lovingly, because she knew that, among her husband's favourite compliments, this one took first place. They sat up in their seats, put on their seatbelts, and drove out of the parking space in the lay-by by the restaurant. Only a few moments later, the Gersteins had filed into heavy traffic heading for the border. They were making good progress, often breaking the speed limit, comfortably in place behind the front windscreen of their car, of which they were as fond as if it were a pet.
The Good Old Days by Gabrielle Wohan.